You're listening to a tribute to Galina Ustzvolskaya on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Shostakovich declared that Ustzvolskaya's music would be valued by all who perceive truth in music to be of paramount importance. Sometimes he sent her his musical sketches for her comments, and once wrote to her that it was she who had influenced his music. From the piece we'll hear next, the 1949 Trio for Clarinet, Violin, and Piano, Shostakovich quoted one of the themes in two works of his own. But her relationship with him was complex. From at least the late 1940s, it was romantic as well as collegial, and Shostakovich proposed marriage to Miss Ustvolskaya in the 1950s after his first wife died. She declined, and although they maintained what she once described as an on-and-off relationship thereafter, later in life she vehemently rejected the notion of Shostakovich's influence on her. Now, let's hear the trio for clarinet, violin, and piano. The piece is in three movements. The middle movement, which sounds to me deeply personal, ends with a long, long single note in the violin. Then comes the final movement, which is of a style used frequently by Ustvolskaya, where all the notes are the same length for a long time, an assault of quarter notes. That's where the lady with the hammer idea undoubtedly comes from. But then the material changes and becomes more varied and introspective again.